From NPR News, at All Things Considered, I'm Noah Adams. Ahmad Shah Massoud is a legend in Afghanistan. He's the most important commander of the opposition to the ruling Taliban. Today, though, his fate is uncertain. He was hurt in an explosion yesterday in the north of the country. It's not yet certain whether he survived the attack. Carl Enderforth was Assistant Secretary of State for South Asian Affairs in the Clinton administration. He says Massoud has many enemies.
Massoud has escaped death on many occasions, so if in fact he is dead, that would be a surprise. There are clearly many who want to see him dead. He is the last significant military opposition to the Taliban in Afghanistan. You have to ask the question, who would profit the most from this? And clearly the Taliban would. And in fact, the Taliban have used assassination to go after their opponents in the past.
You have met Massoud there, yes?
I did. I met him in July of 1999 in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. It was a UN conference, which also included, by the way, the Taliban. He is a very charismatic figure. He's an attractive man. He actually looks a little bit like an Afghan Che Guevara, first against the Soviets and then against the other Afghan factions. I met him for about 2 hours, from midnight until 2 o'clock in the morning. And I noticed that he was far more interested and animated when we moved from discussing the details of a political settlement and turned to the situation on the ground militarily and his plans for his next offensive or counteroffensive against the Taliban. He was a real fighter.
You mentioned the Soviet occupation. How far back did he go, and how did he get involved in the Afghan resistance? Do you know?
Well, I mean, he is part of the original resistance. He is an ethnic Tajik. His base has been the Panjshir Valley in the northeast part of Afghanistan. Neither the Soviets nor the Taliban have been able to dislodge him from that part of Afghanistan. That's why he's known as the Lion of Panjshir. He would use the valleys and the high passes to escape the Soviets. He's also apparently a very religious man. He would stop taking part in the fighting and pray. Apparently he would go into a spiritual silence even as the guns were booming around him. So he is a legend, and again, if he is gone, that will be a big blow to the opposition.
His forces only really have about, what, 5% of Afghanistan?
Well, that's territory. And the Taliban have progressively taken more and more of the territory since they came on the scene several years ago. But it is important to recognize that even if Massoud were not there, there will continue to be opposition and resistance to the Taliban. He is a ethnic Tajik, but they're Uzbeks, they're Hazara, which are the Shiite Muslims. They are in different parts of Afghanistan. It is a view of most observers that no one ethnic group or faction can ever rule Afghanistan, that it is too fiercely independent. Clearly these people know how to fight and have been doing it for years. And there are outside backers that will supply the opposition with the material they need to continue their resistance to the Taliban. The fact is, though, that Massoud was the best known, best organized, and longest-lasting opposition force, and that's why this is potentially a very important thing.
Does the faction of resistance that Massoud has been heading have any legal standing in the world?
Well, it is the Northern Alliance, sometimes called the United Front. It is the group which is associated with the last government of Afghanistan, headed by President Rabbani. It still has standing at the United Nations in New York, because the UN did not vacate the Afghan seat, even though this group, headed by Professor Rabbani, only controls a small portion of the country. Because it was so undecided who was actually the legitimate ruler of Afghanistan, and because the international community has so many concerns about the Taliban, not only about the continuing war, but also about international terrorism, also about drugs, also about the treatment of women and girls, all of these things, those statues that were blown up, the Buddhist statues. Because of that, the United Nations has simply allowed the Rabbani government to retain that seat. So there is some standing there, but the United States itself does not recognize any faction, but clearly its concerns are largely with that of the Taliban.
Ambassador Enderforth, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Carl Enderfirth, a former Assistant Secretary of State for South Asian Affairs, he's now a professor of international affairs at George Washington University.